Mobile Ministries, formerly Mobile Loaves and Fishes, has been feeding New Bedford's homeless population, people who need a helping hand, for a number of years. The truck is on the road 6 days a week, delivering meals and clothing to the homeless. The program operates out of St. Paul's United Methodist Church on Kempton Street. George Bailey heads up the program, and he joins us today to give us an update on Mobile Ministries. Thank you, George, for coming in.
You're welcome, Jim.
I know you had a busy schedule today, but I appreciate you making some time.
Sure.
So, George, give us a little history about this program. You've been there pretty much
From the beginning, start. Yes. Yeah, you want to go back to MLF days?
Well, I want to go,
Yeah, because that's where actually the genesis of it. So about 17 years ago, our pastor that was at the time, Ken, had a cousin in Rhode Island who was involved with this program for Mobile Loaves and Fishes.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, we went over there to see what it was like. And as soon as we saw it, I wanted to get tickets to get down to Texas and see what we could do down there. And it was called Mobile Loaves and Fishes in Austin, Texas. It, so it had at the time about 20 trucks down there, Austin, Galveston, mm-hmm. and Houston. And it was
big
really,
operation.
It was a pretty big, well, it was a lot bigger now than it was then. But yes, at the time, we got there when they were just making plans for this community first program that they have now. It started out being like a 12-acre program for $20 million or so. And then it's, I think right now it's like 152-acre. So it's really big with these tiny houses and things that they use to do a homeless community project down there. At the time, they were trying to duplicate the truck program around the country. That was the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out very well. So they around a year or two into it, they actually called and they gave us a letter actually to say, you know, you have to either send us $10,000 or send the truck back. The other particular, I think there were four or five other programs that were started around the country, and they just gave it up. But we didn't. At the time, we were doing well, so we just paid the money and kept the truck. So I went right down to the lawyer and made a separate local 501c3 so that we could start Mobile Ministries.
All right. So it was called Mobile Loaves and Fishes.
That's the initial time, yes.
When did the name change, actually?
2016.
Okay.
Yes.
So not too far back.
9 years, yeah.
So this program has been a success. Now, different people might measure success in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw on your website 52,000 meals a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
And I guess there's more now?
Well, actually, like I said earlier, it's less. It's maybe a little less than that now because when COVID hit, a lot of things changed. And we found out basically that there were a lot less homeless. Okay, we figured it was about 150. That goes along with the count from HSPN too. But it was one of those things where nobody showed up because they were in their buildings. But so it showed that there were many more people that were in some type of housing than
sure.
it was. And they were scared of COVID. Now, the people on the street, they had nothing to be scared of it, really, at that point, because they wouldn't come across it.
Right.
So the numbers went down there, but then they started to come back after COVID. But now, more recently, what's going on, of course, is because of the housing problems in Massachusetts particularly, there are more and more people that are not having a place to stay, or their landlords are kicking them out and doing renos and doubling the price, and then
sure.
looking to the rail to bring people from Boston with much higher prices. So it's exacerbated the situation even more.
Where does the food and clothing you give away come from?
Now, yes.
I knew that you gave away some clothing. I didn't know how extensive
it
was.
Pretty big, yeah.
I knew that on that truck, in addition to food, is clothing.
Yes.
So where does the food and clothing come from?
Well, we'll go over the clothing first at this point. We started asking the participating churches to ask their parishes and churches about what they could get. But we also put out a lot of material to see what we could do to get for the public to help. And at this point, it's just a lot of people that have given things. And we have a team of women that are about five or six people that come in on Monday and Thursday from 9 to 12 to sort it all, to fold it all, to gender mark it, and get it ready in cupboards that are got the tag of the particular truck the day that they're on. And they put it ready so that all the different volunteers can come in and just grab what they have in the cubby that's predetermined by the amount of inventory we have. So that's basically how it goes. We've got bags and bags and bags coming in, and people drop off stuff every day. And it really is a lot of stuff, and we thank the public for that.
Yeah, at St. Paul's.
At St. Paul's, yes. That's the way that commissary is now.
Right.
Even though it's not the church, it used to be a church program of the church. Now it's a separate 501c3, but we still use the church because it's very the original place and very local to the other sites that we go to.
Now, we know there's a breakfast program for the needy in New Bedford. That's
yes,
Mercy Meals.
Mercy Meals, yeah.
Do a wonderful job there. Your truck provides a kind of an evening meal, doesn't it?
Well, it could be considered a lunch meal, or actually sometimes it could be considered an evening meal, yes.
Yeah.
Because most of the time it goes out at 6 o'clock at night and during the week.
Okay.
During the weekend, it's more like around noon. And in the afternoon truck in Brock Avenue on Saturday. But we go to Packer on Tuesdays and Fridays at 6. We're across the street from the Salvation Army in a parking lot there. That's Saturday afternoon and Monday night. And then the truck goes down to Reverend's Church on Brock Avenue again on Wednesday. And then actually at 6 o'clock, it takes off to Fall River. We have a Fall River run now for about 3 years.
How many trucks on the road?
Only one.
Only one.
Yeah.
George Bailey is my guest from Mobile Ministries here in New Bedford. With food stamps shutting down starting on November 1st,
mm-hmm.
How will that impact your program? Have you thought about it?
Yeah, I thought plenty about it long ago, actually. But this particular shutdown, I'm having my hopes that it won't get far into it because it's getting a lot of pushback, especially from big unions and banks. And, you know, when they start talking, things change.
Yeah.
So let's hope that doesn't get too bad.
So.
In the meantime, the biggest element out there is fear. You know, it doesn't have to be happening really, but if people are fearing it, they're going to be coming, and that's what they're doing. So there'll probably be a surge in the next couple of weeks until this thing gets settled. Because if they miss even one check, that's going to affect a lot of people. And my understanding from discussion with other agencies around the town and city, that it's probably going to be about possibly like 50,000 people in Massachusetts. And whatever part of that is, it'll be New Bedford, because New Bedford happens to be one of the toughest areas for this problem.
Yeah.
And so we expect issues. I've got a plan that I think will work if it gets to that, if you want to go into that or not.
Well,
yeah.
I'll just give us a
basically a thumbnail sketch of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be probably providing a green card that I'll have them sign. The homeless people, though, just the homeless, have them sign. And I'll also keep a separate tally of signatures for me so that I can keep track of what's going on. And make sure that the homeless get the first dibs, because they're the ones that this ministry is really for. We found out, again, mm-hmm. through COVID, that there's a lot of people that are not necessarily homeless, they're poor.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of poor people around, especially in the downtown New Bedford area and the North End. So that will take care of the homeless population, and then whatever food is left will just run, because sometimes that line goes right out to down the street.
Yeah.
And
seen photos. You've had a lot of people show up.
Oh yeah, yeah. And lots of people.
Okay. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips, and my guest is George Bailey, director of the Mobile Ministries Program here in New Bedford, run out of St. Paul United Methodist Church. And it's a program that feeds the homeless and needy folks 6 days a week. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Six times a week on the road, yeah.
Right. You can't do all of this alone, George.
Nope. We have a wonderful volunteer base.
you do have a staff of volunteers, I assume. Yeah.
Well, yes, everything is volunteer. It's a 100% volunteer organization.
Including you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no doubt. And it's about comprised of about a dozen churches, and we have Protestant, Catholic, and we even have a synagogue. Tiff Israel member is working with us, and so the amount of people depends upon what church has, what they have. Now, sometimes the churches take, if they're willing to do it, it's spread out in such a way that if they want to do it once a week or once a month or whatever, you can get any type of arrangement you'd like in fitting into the schedule. Mm-hmm. But the people who do it every week, they have their own team, usually without a problem, and they do their own make ready. And then they go out in the street for those from 6 to 7, usually 6, 7:30, mm-hmm. For those particular trucks. On the people who want to do things on a weekend, those churches, we put them in on like first Saturday, second Saturday, so on. And we have a number of churches that do that. And sometimes we have one or two trucks that are a little bit light on the volunteers. So we draw from other trucks every now and then to make it happen.
All right. So how many volunteers do you have any idea?
Yeah, there's over 100, yeah.
Over 100 volunteers involved with this program?
Yes.
Okay.
Of all those churches and outside the churches, there are some businesses too.
Right. So do you stop at these churches?
No.
No.
No, they're actually, the sites I set up, the three sites, the Salvation Army across the street from them, and then NPACA building is for the north end, and then Reverend's Church on Brock Avenue. So I've tried to make it not us running around for them, because you never know where they are, and a very inefficient way of doing it. So set up sites, and believe me, they are very well connected. That's one thing about them. They've got a phone, at least.
Yeah.
And they know where things are. HSPN has been printing, I've been printing that for years before them, until recently, the street sheet. It gives all the information of where to go for all the different particular things that are available in the New Bedford area, for free particularly.
Sure.
So they see that, and they come to the sites.
All right, so you've got volunteers sorting clothing.
Yes.
You've got volunteers making sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
You've got volunteers loading the van.
Mm-hmm. Usually some of them have got cross paths with both issues,
And you've got volunteers driving the van.
Yeah, well, there's a team leader for each truck.
Okay.
And they're the ones that have 32 drivers or so at this point.
All right. But it's still only one truck.
Yeah. It's quite a quite a thing keeping it all organized, right?
Yeah. I bet it is, George. Well, cold weather is just about here.
Yes.
What's the important thing that people can donate, and how do they go about it? I think you've answered that earlier, but are you looking for?
Haven't really done that yet, but the biggest thing, the churches are charged per truck run, mm-hmm. so that they have skin in the game, and it really works well that way.
Okay.
But when it gets to doing giveaways for like tents and sleeping bags and backpacks and boots and all the different things that we give, I've been running a GoFundMe. Now, we're on number 7 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Usually raises quite a bit of money for this. And that's how we subsidize and buy all the different things that we buy that we give out.
Okay.
And we're closing the number 6, and we're in the process of opening the number 7. But if you go to GoFundMe and ask for Mobile Ministries, it would pop up. You know, you'll see it's I call it the Outreach Fund, and you'll see it there. As soon as I tried it again last night, but we are in the midst of the number 7, so it's kind of in the middle right now.
So there are people who are donating clothing, though, right?
Yeah, they're donating clothing. Yes.
Okay, and then for the other stuff,
we buy the food.
You use GoFundMe.
Yeah, for the stuff that we give away outside of the food.
Okay.
The food we usually use places like Price Right, Cisco. And BJ's, that type of thing. And that's usually bought with the money that is given by the churches, because that's the stuff that they give away. And the price is predicated on what they give away. Some runs are small, some runs are larger.
So you can drop off clothing at St. Paul's.
Yes.
Monetary donations can be made to your GoFundMe account.
Yes.
That's it? Okay.
That would be good.
All right. That would be real good, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So any chance you're going to put a second truck on the road at some point?
Well, you know, the problem with that is, being in business a long time too, I noticed that you can grow, and a lot of the people, even ones that are doing well, they go back because it's more efficient.
Sure.
Everything will double at that point. You know, all of the staffing will be necessary for all of that. The truck itself, and we're already bulging at the seams in the commissaries,
yeah,
when doing the work. So I don't really foresee that. I think the way it is now, it's maximized as much as possible for efficiency, and including the great volunteers that we have. So it would be hard to duplicate that. I think that's what happened with MLF. They saw that it wasn't exactly just flip a switch and all this stuff happens.
Yep.
So if we get a second truck, it will be for backup, for nothing else, if nothing else, because this truck has been going now every day, basically, except Sunday, since 2009. So yeah, it's showing its age. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons I'm a little just getting here on time today is because somebody backed into one of the commissary doors there. So
yeah.
For the truck. So yeah, you never know. God keeps it going on the road, because any number of things could happen.
Sure, sure. All right. So George Bailey has been my guest. He's telling us all about mobile ministries in New Bedford. If you'd like to donate clothing, you can drop it off at, are we looking at new clothing or?
Well, we get it sometimes new, but no, we're actually in pretty good in the clothing department.
Yeah.
We have enough people coming all the time. And so that's a good thing. It would really probably help as far as the donations are concerned, because that's what we need to buy all those items that we're talking about.
All right. So if you want to make a monetary donation, do so at the GoFundMe page. You type in GoFundMe and Mobile Ministries. New Bedford.
Yes.
New Bedford.
Is that Outdoor Survival Fund. It'll just be that way. It'll be put that way on the headline.
Okay. So you can do that to make a monetary donation as well. George Bailey has been my guest. He's the head of Mobile Ministries in New Bedford. Thank you, George, for coming in. I know you had to switch a few things around for today. Good luck with this very important program.
Thank you very much, Jim.
All right, students and faculty at Old Rochester Regional High School are looking to squeeze out one last fun day this fall. We'll have details when Town Square Sunday continues.